Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
How about Galatians chapter 5? Because Paul deals with some of this head on. The problem with the church in Galatia was they were Gentile church. And after Paul had come in there to give them the gospel, some other teachers had come in and said, the gospel is great, but you still got to keep the law of Moses. And so it started to impose a whole lot of law and legalism on them. And Paul is coming against that and saying, no, there's another way where we can be righteous in a practical sense than just, here are the laws, obey them, because I don't have the strength again to do that. And so that's the underlying theme of this. Do we live under grace or do we live under law? Where does freedom come from? And part of what the gospel has done is set us free from having to try to gain acceptance with God through the law. That there's a freedom that has been established in Christ. That's the freedom. And so he begins chapter 5. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and so forth. And he's talking again about the issue. But now we're coming down to verse 13. He's going to begin to lay out some of this. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. Thank God. But, let's have some understanding here. Do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Okay, so the purpose of my freedom from the guilt of sin and freedom from having to try to serve God under the law is not so I can have freedom to let my flesh exercise itself. To let my natural desires, you know, I can go so far and it's okay. I'm doing, you know, this feels good, that feels good. So it must be okay. After all, it's all taken care of. Oh God, help us to understand human nature. God, give us an honest heart to understand ourselves, but to understand His help and His love and His grace. Put it all in balance. All right? For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. So right there is not focused on me, is it? If I want to please God, if I want to express His life and His nature, that's going to happen as I focus not on me and what pleases me and what feels good and feels right. And I'm not the center of the universe. He is. And Christ, you know, as Paul said, it's no longer I that live, it's Christ that lives me in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. My purpose in living is not for me and what I can get from me out of this life. God set me free from that bondage. Because if that's what defines your life, that's what defines the life of the people in the world. What can I get out of this life for me? And all that's wrong with this world comes from that. That's what the Lord is setting us free from. What a horrible prison that is. Even when it feels good, so it must be good. And then when it stops feeling good, I need more. I want this. I want that. And you're never, ever coming to a place that you can truly call freedom. And then you're going to die anyway. Lord have mercy. What a horrible deception this whole world is. Praise God. All right. Love your neighbors yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. So, what's the conclusion? I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. I need his influence. I need His power. I need to be in agreement, in harmony with Him. If I'm in harmony with Him, I'm going to be able to start seeing some of these temptations and desires that arise in His light, with His wisdom and His knowledge, and I'm going to be able to stand up and do something about it and say, wait a minute, I don't have to agree to that. He's in me, and I not only is He in agreement to tell me what to do, He's here to help me do it. Praise God. Okay? All right? Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. There's no way to mix the two. There's no way I can have God's kingdom and have life here and please myself too. Doesn't work. All right? They are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, let's get specific. This is in the Word of God, and it's part of the message. The acts of the flesh are obvious. And of course, this is not a comprehensive list, but you get the idea. Sexual immorality. Our world operates on that. God made us with certain desires that have a holy purpose. And within His purpose, they are gifts of God, but used for self, they become terrible, destructive things. That's what God wants to save us from, is the destructive effects of anything where we use His gift in a way that serves self. Okay? Sexual immorality, impurity. Well, I'm going to go back to this one. Because a lot of people, I think I talked about this not so long ago, but a lot of folks say, well, I'm not doing anything. So it's okay. I'm just thinking about it. What did Jesus say? If a man looks on a woman with lust, he has committed adultery already. Folks, we need to be honest and say, God, help us. God, purify our hearts and our actions and reactions. Obviously, that goes both ways for the women as well. But boy, we need the Lord to help us. And Lord, have mercy, what about pornography? Need to be straight. You know, when some of us were young, pornography was something that you had in these dirty little magazines that boys would snicker about and look at when nobody was looking, when they thought nobody was looking. Now it's everywhere, available to anybody who can tune into the internet. Boy, we need God's mercy and grace. But don't anybody fall for the lie that I can look, it's okay, it makes me feel good, I like how it makes me feel. I'm not doing anything. If you're thinking about it and allowing your imagination to go in certain directions, you're doing it. And God wants to set us free. I can think of areas of my own heart when the Lord has had to deal with me and remind me, hey, I want you to see this through my eyes. You think this or that is innocent, or you haven't really gone down a certain path because you start down the path with your mind and with your heart, you're going down that path. And Satan is sitting there fastening a nice little leash on you. And you don't even realize it. And you're making excuses and just saying, oh, there's no problem here. It just makes me feel good. Oh, God, help us. He is. I thank God. All right? Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. People that just have wild parties to please their flesh in any old way. Idolatry, you know, there's a scripture that talks about covetousness, wanting stuff, having your heart attached to things, and the word says that's idolatry. If there is anything to which our hearts are attached other than Him, then we are serving that. And the Lord wants us to be completely free from everything. All this is going to be gone anyway. What are we serving anything in this world for? We can live here as His children and participate, but our hearts have to be totally one direction, connected to Him. Praise God. And there's a freedom and there's a joy that comes with that, that you can't have any other way. Idolatry and witchcraft. Don't you play with the occult. There are so many ways that the devil paints various occult things as just cute little games. Don't you ever mess with a Ouija board or tarot cards or any of those kinds of things. You're playing, the devil's not playing. He's trying to get a hold into your heart and you don't even realize it. And God wants people to realize there is real power behind these things that is out to get you and bring you into bondage. And God wants his people to be free. How can I live out his life? How can I be a help to anybody else if I'm sitting here in bondage serving myself in some fashion? That's what this is really about. Praise God. See, this is all in the Word. Witchcraft, hatred, having something in your heart and nurturing those feelings and discord, jealousy, all those things have to do with relationships with people. Fits of rage. How many times have we talked about this, that there's no excuse for anybody to lose control of their emotions with anger and hatred? Praise God, nobody can make you mad. That's a choice we make. And I'll tell you, if we have the Spirit of God, he can give us grace to humble ourselves and say, God, you're going to have to take care of whatever the situation. There may be a real situation. Maybe real. But I need him. I need his mercy. There's no excuse to give in to that. His Spirit is there to help me have his Spirit. All right? To be like him. All right? Fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy. So where you got one group against another and there's this conflict that's going on. God, the devil will do everything he can to sow division in the body of Christ. I don't have anything in particular in mind here. But it's a principle that God wants us to be aware of, where every person is so aligned with him that automatically we're aligned with each other. Because it's not about me and my feelings and my opinions and what I think and my standards. 1,001 excuses the devil will give people. Oh, praise God. Praise God. I want to be free from that, don't you? All right. And dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness. We've gone to meddling now, hadn't I? Folks, the devil will paint anything in this world as just, well, it feels good. I need this. I need that. We need to be honest before God and recognize tactics of the enemy to gain a hold in our lives and in our spirits. Okay? I don't need to say anything else. Orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. He's talking about the people of the world. But the fruit of the Spirit, when God's Spirit is in charge of our hearts and our lives and we're living his life out, what does that give us? What's the result of that? The other gives you just constant craving for this and for that and for the other and never any real peace. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance. That's the ability to put up with others even when they're wrong. To have a right spirit. All right? Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.